This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro gurume 14, 2016.
Makateerera kustudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa nestudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvinhu zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mapato eZimbabwe People First ne Transform Zimbabwe orwiswa nevanhu vanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri veZANU-PF.
Mubatanidzwa wemachechi woita urongwa hwekusangana nevakuru muhurumende pamwe nevanopikisa hurumende kuitira kuti vazeye zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
Vanorarama neHIV/AIDS vokumbira hurumende nemasangano anobatsira kuti vawanirwe chikafu sezvo mapiritsi emaARV avari kunwa achida kuti munhu ange akaguta.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Bato idzva rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First rinoti rinoshoropodza zvikuru mhirizhonga yakaitika kunhengo dzaro mukupera kwesvondo mumusha weGlenview. Bato iri rinoti mhirizhonga iyi yakakonzerwa nevatsigiri veZANU-PF. Vakafanobata chigaro chemutauriri weZimbabwe People First varugare gumbo vanoti sebato havana kufara nazvo sezvo ivo vari bato rinoda kuvaka uye richiita izvi murunyararo. Vanhu vana vanonzi vakakuvara muchiitiko ichi uye vanonzi vachiri kurapwa. Bato idzva iri rakanga raronga musangano waro nemugovera muGlenview, asi vanofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzeZANU-PF vanonzi vakauya vakatanga kukanda matombo pamwe nekuparadza dzimotokari, izvo zvakaita kuti musangano uyu usaenderere mberi.
Nhengo dzePeople First dzinoti dzakakwanisa kucherechedza vamwe vevanhu vakavarwisa ava sevanhu vavaimboshanda navo kuZANU-PF. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kubata veZANU-PF kuti tinzwe divi ravo. Asi vagumbo vanoti vanotenda zvikuru mapurisa nekukwanisa kwavo kuparadza mhirizhonga iyi nekukasika.
Chokutanga ndechekuti isu tiri vanhu vanoparidzira nyaya dzorunyararo mumatokeko enyika. Hatifungi kuti mbere ndiyo inogadzirisa zvinhu. Chinogadzirisa zvinhu ipfungwa dzako, maitiro ako, nekupa gwara rokuti vanhu vanoshanda sei muZimbabwe. Tiri vanhu vanoda kubatana kwavanhu veZimbabwe nokuti tinofunga kuti tese tiri munhamo iri kuitika muZimbabwe. Saka hativoni zvichibatsira kuti kana uchinotaura navanhu uchivataurira zvinokunetsai, vamwe vouya namatombo vachikuposherai vachida kuti vavayambure musangano wenyu. Hatifungi kuti chinhu chakanaka. Zvinoitiwa navanhu vasina pfungwa dzakati kwane.
Pane vamwe vari kutiwo muchiri mubato reZANU-PF maiudzwawo nevemapato anopikisa kuti tiri kutambiswa chamutavanhava neZANU-PF matee tichiita misangano yedui. Muchinge maipokana kuti aiwa hakuna zvakadaro, maakutambira here kuti bato reZANU-PF ibato ragara richizivikanwa nenyaya dzemhirizhonga?
Haizvo taizvivona taizviziva, asi kana uno musangano unenge uchitsigira ka musangano wenyu iye unenge usingazivi zviri kuitika pasi. Asi tinongomba kuti zvinhu zvakaitika zvataa tisingafungiri.
Mungaona zviitiko zvakadai zvichikukanganisa here mune ramangwana mukuumba bato renyu nekutsvaga rutsigiro?
Hai, izvo nyange zvikaitika takatozvipira kare izvizvo. Takaguna nyika ino, tiri vanhu vorusununguko, saka hapana chinohlisa ichi.
Munoona mapurisa danho raakatora rakakufadza here nekuti tinonzwa kuti ndo vakazopedza kurwisana uko?
Tinofara zvikuru nebasa rakaita namapurisa.
Mutauriri weZimbabwe People First varugare gumbo vari parunhare muHarare. Zvichakadaro, rimwe bato rinopikisa reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti nezuro nengo dzaro dzevechidiki nanhatu dzakambopambwa dzakazoregedzwa mushure mekunge dzatochwa nevanofungidzirwa kuti nengo dzezano PF pamwe nenhengo dzechiuto mbiri nemupurisa mumwe chete. Mugwaro raraburitsa nhasi, bato iri rinoti nyaya iyi yakamhangarwa kukamba yemapurisa epamakoni nezuro wakare. Ukuwo mumwe mugari wemuHarare vazomuhlaba mbanje vanoti vanoshora zvikuru mhirizhonga iri kuitika munyika vachiti kana ikasamiswa nechimbi chimbi inogona kuzodarika mhirizhonga yakaonekwa muna 2007-2008.
Shamari, iyo inyaya yakaoma. Zvauri kuti mhirizhonga izvi, dambudziko ravapo nderekuti ZANU PF mava neconfusion yakawanda. Saka makaona iko zvino takaita problem kuGlenview. Bato rana mai mujuru vachidisturbiwa, NDC yakapindawo pakaoma nemarali avo, tikaenda kuchitungwiza the same. Hakusi ikoko kwega, tikaenda kumamwe matowns, zvinowanikwa izvozvo. Saka I think that confusion yemhirizhonga ikai yava kutonyanya. Saka hatichatombozivi kuti zvino zvatatarisana maelections a 2018, tinogara tichifunga mhirizhonga ya 2008.
Tichitarisa mhirizhonga yakamboitika muna 2007-2008 yakasiya vanhu vakawanda vakuwara, vamwe vachirasikirwa neupenyu, mungatarisira here kuti mhirizhonga iyi yesarudzo dzatatarisana nadzo ingangosvika ipapo kana kupfuura?
Ikanonoka kucontrolwa, of which it's possible kuti haikuna anogona kuicontrola because vane vanofanira kuicontrola ndo vari kuipesvedzera. Saka inogona kupfuura ipapa. Tisingatotarisi People First, tinotarisira kuti kune zvimwe zvichaitika imomo. Muchaona kuti mapato ezvematongerwo enyika amwe anenge achiopoza ZANU PF anenge ati wandei. Saka ZANU PF inogona kubudisa shamu hombe manje yakapfuura ya 2008.
Avanga vari mugari wemuHarare vazomuhlaba mbanje vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7.
Mubatanidzwa wemachechi makuru munyika unoti waumba komiti ichasangana nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevamwe vanopikisa kuti vataure nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika izvo vanoti zvaenda kumawere. Izvi zvinotevera kubuda kwavo negwaro kana kuti communique yakanzi The Zimbabwe We Want, Taking the Process Forward.
Machechi aya anoti Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, ne Union for Development of Apostolic Churches in Zimbabwe. Mugwaro iri vemachechi avasikuruma vachifuridzira uye varikubuda pachena kuti nyika yave kuda kutungamiri hutsva. Machechi aya anoti weZimbabwe yaenda kumazivanda dzoka nenyaya yekushaya utungamiri, uori, kutyorwa kwemitemo, kusatevedzera utongi wejecherere nezvimwe.
Machechi aya ari kutiwo zvakakosha kuti Zimbabwe ijidzane nedzimwe nyika kugadzirisa nyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa, kuzadzikisa zviga zvebumbiro remitemo uye kugadzirisawo nyaya yeminda. Mamwe masangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu anoti zvakakosha kuti vemachechi vataure zviri kunetsa munyika kwete kuramba vakanyarara. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, tabata munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, Father Frederick Chiromba, kuti tinzwe nezvegwaro iri.
Sokuziva kwenyu, masangano akanyora gwaro muna 2006 vachitsanangura nemaonero avaita zviri munyika, uyewo vachingotsanangura kuti vangade kuti Zimbabwe iwe nechimiro chakaita sei muna 2006. Pakatapa kubvira nguva iyoyo masangano anga akatinyararei zvavo vachingoongorora zviri kuitika, asi masangano anga asati apedza basa iroro. Ndosaka iko zvino mugore rino masangano achiona kuderera kuri kuita upenyu hwevanhu uye kuoma kuri kuita zvino. Masangano akatiwo hanga tichinyatsopedzisa gwaro riye ratakatanga muna 2006, nokuti mugwaro imomo tinoona kuti mune mhinduro dzezvinhu zvatakusangana nazvo iko zvino.
Asi vamwe vangade kuziva kuti sei machechi anga akanyarira nguva isei zvinhu zvichienda kumawere.
Panguva yose tingati masangano anga asina zvokuti zviya akangonyarara, masangano anga achingobatsiridzapo nepapo achingoedza kuti pamwe zvinhu zvinyatsofamba nenzira yakanaka. Tinoona kana kuti pakanyorwa constitution yenyika masangano aivemo zvakare. Tingati kana constitution iyoyo yaka chinhu chakanga chakurudzirwa namasangano mugore ra 2006 muchinyorwa chavakaita ichocho. Saka kubva nguva iyo machechi anga achingoita zvakasiyana siyana zvokubatsira. Saka iko zvino tingangoti apa masangano achiona mamirira aita zvinhu vakada kungoti dai hurumende yangoedza kubata zvose zviri kuomera vanhu muupenyu hwavo vachiedza kugadziridza. Ndo zvakazoita kuti pave nekunyorwa kwegwaro iri kwecommunique yakaburitswa iko zvino.
Pane urongwa here hwemasangano emachechi aya hwekuti vange vachisanganawo nevatungamiri venyika?
Hongu, urongwa huripo, nokuti iko zvino tinoona kuti zvinoda kugadzirwa zvacho zvinoda kutoti ivo vatungamiriri vemasangano vagare pamwe chete navatungamiriri venyika vachiedza kuonesana kuti vangabatsirana sei, nokuti ibasa redu tose, ungave kuvatungamiriri venyika kana kuvatungamiriri vedzisvondo, kuona kuti vanhu vagarika zvakanaka uye nyika yedu yanyatsobudirira. Saka pane chido ichocho chekuti tisangane navatungamiriri. Tingati pari zvino masangano ari kutoedza kutogadzirisa maappointments iwaya kuona kuti tingasangana rini tichikurukura zviri mugwaro irori.
Munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, Father Frederick Chiromba, vari parunare muHarare.
Mutongi wedare raMagistrate Mugweru ari kutarisirwa kupa mutongo wake mangwana pachikumbiro chameya weGweru vaHamutendi Kombai, pamwe nemutevedzeri wavo vaAtuelo Machikorauta uye munyori weguta vaDanielo Mutavo, chekuti vatatu ava vapiwe mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso kuitira kuti vatongwe vachibva kudzimba dzavo. Vatatu ava vari muusungwa kubva nechina vachipomerwa mhosva yekushandisa mari dzekanzuro zvisiri pamwero. Asi vatatu ava vari kuramba mhosva dzavari kupomerwa.
Makateerera kustudio 7, tiri kutevhenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi.
Uwandu hwevanhu vafa muIvory Coast hwasvika pavanhu gumi nevasere zvichiteverwa kurwiswa kwavakaitwa nechikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheJihadist munzvimbo yemafaro inoshanyirwa nevakawanda iri kumahombekombe kweIvory Coast. Gurukota rinoona nezvomukati menyika vaHahmed Bakayoko vati vanhuwo zvavo gumi nevashanu pamwe nemauto matatu ndo vakafa mukurwiswa kwemahotera matatu muguta reGrand Bassam. Vativo varwisi vatatu vaive nepfuti vakafavo muchiitiko ichi.
Munhu anobva kuAmerica uye ari nhengo yeIslamic State azvipira kumauto echikedish ari kumaodzanyemba kweIraq pedyo neguta reSinjar. Sabaz Hama Amin, mukuru wemauto echikedish Peshmerga muIraq, audza VOA kuti mauto ake aona Mohamed Jamal Qais apo anga akachengetedza nzvimbo yavo nhasi. Qais anga ane residence rekutyaira remuVirginia.
Vanorarama neHIV AIDS vari pamapiritsi ema antiretroviral drugs kana kuti maARVs vanoti vari kukumbira hurumende nemasangano akazvimirira oga kuti vavawanire chikafu chakakwana, sezvo mishonga yavari kunwa ichida kunwiwa nemunhu anenge adya chikafu chakakodzera. Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mozhare Ulidis Mapranga vane makore mashanu vachirarama neHIV and AIDS uye vari kunwa maARVs. Mozhare Mapranga vanorarama nekutenga zvinhu muHarare vachinochinjanisa nezvirimwa kana kutengesa nemari kumaruwa akatenderedza kudhare Harare. Asi vanoti bhizimusi ravo harisi kuchafamba semazai ese gore rino nekuda kwenzara. Vanoti zvava kukanganisa utano hwavo sezvo vasingachawani zvekudya zvakakwana zvinovaka muviri. Mozvare Mapranga vanoti mapiritsi avanonwa anoda chikafu chakakwana, asi nekuda kwenzara yegore rino vanogona kuzotadza kuramba vachinwa mapiritsi aya.
Gore rino zvakatiomera chaizvo nekuti chikafu chishoma. Sesu vanomwa maARVs zvakatotiomera zvokutambura chaiko. Nekuti pasina chikafu chakakwana mapiritsi achona anogwadza zvokuti dzimweni dzenguva unotombofunga kuti kuda kurega kuri nani. Nekuti ukangwamo pasina chikafu chakakwana anogwadza mapiritsi achona.
Izvi zvatsigirwa navaita ichizema avo vatiwo dai hurumende nemasangano anobatsirawo nechikafu vatarisawo vari kurarama neHIV and AIDS voiswa pazvikamu zvinoda rubatsiro nechimbi chimbi.
Gore rino chikafu chishoma nenyaya yenzara yakaitika iyi. Saka kune isu vanomwa maARV. MaARV anoda chikafu. Saka kana pasina chikafu mapiritsi acho hazvinyatsofamba zvakanaka.
Vastanley Takaona vesangano reZimbabwe HIV and AIDS Activist Union Community Trust avo vanoraramawo neHIV vanoti mapiritsi awo anorwadza zvikuru akanwiwa pasina chikafu. Vanoti nenzara yakatarisana nenyika vamwe vari kurarama neutachiona vanogona kusazonwa mapiritsi aya kana kutourawa nawo nenyaya yekushaya zvekudya. Vatakaona avo vavapa mapiritsi anonzi second line drugs vanoti kunwa mapiritsi aya pasina chikafu zvine njodzi huru.
Muonere watiri kuita panyaya yekushayikwa kwechikafu munyika tinozvitambira kuti chikafu chiri kushayikwa, but dambudziko riripo kwatiri manje. Ukatarisa workforce chaiyo chaiyo yevanhu vari kushanda muZimbabwe vazhinji vacho vari pamapiritsi, vatoti vashandi chaivo chaivo, vanhu vanga vakumwa mushonga yavo zvakanaka. Chatazowana ndechekuti varinga vachimwa mushonga yavo zvakanaka hagona kwaadzukurura kana kuti watora izvine izvi 2-3 hours unogona kutenga wakuda kuchikafu. Saka kune vamwe vedu vari kumaruzevha fanika kumaroka takaenda anenge asina ruzoro rwakawanda anotoona mapiritsi yakumupa dzungu chaanokwanisa kuita kungostopa anongoregera kumwa mushonga uyo. Ende takatozoona kuti vanhu vakawanda vanenge vakutoregera kumwa mushonga yacho nekuti zveshuwa rinokutisa dzungu. Saka maeffects emushonga iyo ari kuti vanhu vakawanda vazostopa chimushonga varegere mushonga.
Vatakaona vanoti mapiritsi aya achangotanga kupiwa pachena masangano akazvimirira imbopawo vanorarama neHIV and AIDS zvinobatsira kuvaka muviri. Vanoti dai masangano aya akatanga zvakare kubatsirawo vari kushaya chikafu chakakwana.
Dai mapartners ayanga achisapota iwaya adzuka agona kuenda kunobatsira vanhu ava vari kuti kuti umwe mushonga usina chikafu unenge uchitokonzera kuti uve nedambudziko kana kutoshayikirwa nemunhu because maside effects acho kuti munhu akupera simba nedose yemapiritsi atora inogona kuita kuti abva aregeza mushonga. Endi tinenge taruza post side kuti munhu yafane toti afane kuziya nemushonga waari kumwa. Saka nifana kuti supplement iyi ndo solution pane ongoro yata achiita isu kuti data mapartners anita supplement iyo ichiwanikwa kumafacilities akaita semahospitals.
Imwe zvenyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano kusanganisira HIV and AIDS Mozvare Muchaneta Mukamuri vanoti ichokwadi kuti mapiritsi mazhinji anoda kunwiwa nemunhu anenge adya chikafu kuitira kuti anyatsoshanda zvakanaka nekusavhiringa utano hwemunhu.
Tinoona sokuti kusanaya kwemvura kwakanaka kwegore rino kuchakanganisa vanhu vane zvirwere zvinoda kuti vawane kudya kwakakwana kunosimbisa miviri. Vanhu vanorarama neutachiwana, vanhu vane makensa, vana vadiki vari pasi pemakore mashanu nevanhu vakura vari pasi pemakore makumi matanhatu mashanu. Nekuti vazhinji vavanhu vemuno muZimbabwe vanorarama nekurima, zvino kana mvura isina kunaya zvakanaka kuti gohwo rivepo zvinokonzerawo zvakare kuti zvekudya mukati memba zvive zvishoma zvinozoita kuti kunyange utano hudzikire.
Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa kuhurumende kana kumasangano akazvimirira kuti vachaita sei nechikumbiro chiri kubva kuvanhu vanorarama neHIV and AIDS. Zimbabwe ndeimwe yenyika dziri kuchamhembe kweAfrica dzakatarisana nenzara inotyisa nekuda kwokusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura pamwe nekutadza kuronga kwehurumende munyaya dzezveupfumi. Takamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki chethe connection mangwana tiri kutarisa kutengeswa kwevechidiki vachiiswa muunapwa kunyika dzakaita seKuwait uko vamwe vanonzi vari kumanikidzwa kuita zvechipfambi.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngati sanganei muchirongwa The Connection mangwana, muneni wenyu Ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Gurukota rinoona nezvemadzimai amai Nyasha Chikwinya vanoti bazi ravo riri mushishi rekutanga banga richange richikweretesa madzimai mari zviri nyore. Amai Chikwinya vanoti banga iri richabatsira vanhukadzi vanoda kutanga mabhizimusi neavo vari mumabhizimusi kare kuti vakwanise kuwana mari pasina zvibatiso kana kuti collateral, izvo zvinodiwa nemamwe mabhanga pari zvino. Amai Chikwinya ava vanove nhengo yeZANU PF inomirira Mutare South muparamende vaudza Mavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 kuti vanhukadzi havasi kuwana mukana wekukwereta mari yekushandisa mabhizimusi avo, izvo zvoita kuti bazi ravo rifunge kutanga bhanga revanhukadzi.
Tatopinda muchikamu chekutanga bhengi remadzimai kuti vakona kwandiri kuita tatosa nemwe dzimishomanani kuti mudzo kuti tane inonzi Women's Microfinance Bank yemadzimai. Gore tatapera zvakare takatarisira kuti tane rimwe bhengi remadzimai zvakare tichataura izvi kuti inonzi Women's Savings and Credit Bank, zvichireva kuti tiri kutinyanya kutarisa kubatsira vana mai vedu kuti vawane mari kuti vakwanise kuzvibetsera, nekuti mabhengi aripo iko zvino izvi havavape mari, vanoti kuti havana security inonzi collateral. Asi iso sehurumende chanya kutarisa kugona kwemudzimai, mashandiro emudzimai nezvaanokwanisa kuproducer zvemumba make zvenyika yake nezvekuita export kuti upfumi hwenyika hurambe huchienderera mberi. Tiri kuti semadzimai tiri 52% yepopulation yeZimbabwe. Saka isu kana tisina tisiri empowered zvinoreva kuti kune 52% yepopulation isina basa rari kuita, inochengetwa nechikamu chidiki chimwe chevarume. Saka tiri kuti kana nyika yeZimbabwe ichida kubudira, zvakakosha kuti madzimai anga achipiwa empowerment panyaya dzemari, empowerment panyaya yedzidzo, empowerment panyaya health, empowerment panyaya yekungorwa ugaro hwavo semadzimai.
Banga iri rinenge riri kupi?
Iri rinonzi Women's Microfinance Bank. Zvinoreva kuti ibhengi rakatarisana nezvemadzimai. Tapatenge tari tedza tiri kutarisira kuti mataundi ega ega munenge mune bhengi iroro, nekuti takatarisira kushanda neTOSB iyo tinoziva inobata ivi nekumaruzevha nekumagrowth point. Saka rinenge richitakashira richishanda rakadaro. Chatinongokurudzira madzimai kuti kana mapiwa mari dzacho, itai kuti zvidzokere zvikwanise kuzoenda pane mamwe madzimai zvakare.
Zvichabatsira sei kuti vawane kuva nemicrofinance bank yavo yamataura iyi?
Pane mabhengi aripo agara netsika dzavo neugaro hwavo neculture yavo, ndo agara achirambidza kunyanya kupa madzimai mari. Asi tiri kutaura navo nenzira yepamusorosoro, tichivanyengetedza tichivaudza kuti hamuoni here kuti zvakanaka kupa madzimai mari, sekutaurwa zviri kuitwa namai Lagarde vekuIMF ari kuzvitaura. Tiri kunzwa kuAmerica uko vari kukampena vana mai Hillary Clinton vari kuzvitaura, vamwe muZimbabwe vamugabe vari kuzvitaura. Nyika dzakawanda dzakurudzira kupa madzimai mari nekuti reti yavo yekusadzosa mari ishoma pane varume. Tichaita inonzi financial inclusion pabhengi regarega, zvinoreva kuti bhengi regarega rinenge rine window rinotenge rakatarisa nekupa madzimai mari.
Vanga vari gurukota rinoona nezvemadzimai amai Nyasha Chikwinya vachitaura naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, mutungamiri weZimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association vaEdimbo Manyatanga vanoti vese vari kubatwa nemhosva dzekutengesa mitambo vanofanira kukandwa mujeri. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vanyatanga vanoti utungamiri hwezipa pasi pavaPhilip Chiangwa Wakakanganisa apo vakaregerera avo vakambobatwa nemhosva dzekutengesa mitambo mongororo yakaitwa navakabhedhuve apo vaimbove mutungamiri weZifa. Panguva iyoyo vaimbove mukuru wekumahofisi eZifa muzvari Henrieta Rushwaya. Avo vakaregererwa navachiyangwa vakambodzingwa munhabvu, avo zvekare vave kupomerwa mhosva yekutengesa mitambo yechikwata chemaWarriors. Vanyatanga vanoti mukuedza kusandura zvakaitwa navadhuve, vachiyangwa nevamwe vavo vakatowedzera kukanganisa zvekuti vanofanira kukumbira ruregerero mukubuditsa murutsva avo vaimbenge vabatwa nemhosva panguva yeAsia Gate. Vanyatanga avo vanga vachitungamira sangano revatsigiri venhabvu kwemakore anodarika 20 apfuura vanoti vese vachabatwa vaine mhosva iko zvino vanofanira kukandwa mujeri. Asi Zimbabwe haina mitemo inoenderana nezvekutengeswa kwemitambo yenhabvu. Vachan Sankatan vekuSingapore ndivo vanonzi vanga vachishanda nevemuno nevamwe kuSouth Africa kuti vatengese mitambo yemaWarriors neiyo yemuABSA Premiership kuSouth Africa. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kuZifa kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iyi. Zvakamira zvakadai, mutambo waiveko hauna kupera zvinofadza apo chikwata chemunyika cheHarare City chakarohwa 2-1 nezanako yekuZambia makwikwi eCup Confederations Cup akatambirwa muRufaro Stadium nemugovera. Chikwata ichi chaive chakarohwa 2-0 mutambo wave kunopera apo Ronald Chitio akanwisa kuti Harare City irambe ichiri netariro. Murairidzi wechikwata cheHarare City Taurai Mangwiro anoti chikwata chake hachina kutamba sezvaitarisirwa.
Hatina kusvika kugedhi ravo masvikiro atati fanha kunge tichiita zvekuti tiwane mukana yekugohwesa tazokwanisa maminetsi ekupedzisira.
Asi Mangwiro anoti vachiri netariro yekuti vanonokunda apo vachaenda kuZambia.
Tine tarisiro yekuti tine zvatinofanira kugadzirisa tichitarisira kuenda kuZambia. Ndodavira kuti tinokwanisa kudzorerawo zvataitwa nhasi.
Asi mumwe muteveri wechikwata ichi vachaona mushokori vanoti vari kuona zvakaoma kuti maSunshine City Boys anonobudirira kuZambia ikoko.
Kumberi kune problem because team ine support kumusha kwayo.
Muteveri wechikwata cheDynamos vatapadzwa mutizira vanotenderanawo navamushokori vachiti ivo pave neHarare City iko zvino pakauma. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Chirongwa chedu live talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yemhirizhonga inenge iri kuramba ichienderera mberi munyika.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext messages panhamba dzinoti 1202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Mapato anopikisa anoti Zimbabwe People First neTransform Zimbabwe anorwiswa nevanhu vanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri vebato reZANU-PF.
Mubatanidzwa wemachechi woita urongwa hwekusangana nevakuru vehurumende pamwe nevemapato anopikisa kuitira kuti vazeye zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
Vanorarama neHIV AIDS vokumbira hurumende nemasangano anopa rubatsiro kuti vavavanire chikafu sezvo mapiritsi emaARVs avari kunwa achida kuti munhu anwe atanga adya chikafu chinokodzera. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio 7 at voanews.com. Munokwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri, and blessings Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 14th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi, and here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe People First Party, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, condemns political violence following an attack by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
We don't expect to have any organization, be it ZANU, MDC, or so, attacking us, because we always believe that the solution to Zimbabwe's problem is not in mounting violence.
Heads of church denominations are planning to hold a meeting with President Mugabe as the social, economic, and political situation degenerates in the country.
The Executive Committee of the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denominations has been tasked actually to make the necessary appointments, so it's with immediate effect.
And ZIFA President Philip Chiyangwa says the net is closing in on suspects in the alleged match-fixing scandal in Zimbabwe.
Certainly the matter is now in control. I'm sure they're running for their dealers as we speak. The last time the whole Asia gate was some matches played in Asia and so forth and so forth. It was not about local matches.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The newly launched Zimbabwe People First Party, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it is disturbed that political violence is resurfacing in the country after its rally in Harare's Glenview suburb at the weekend was disrupted by suspected ZANU-PF youths. The suspected ZANU-PF youths allegedly threw stones at people attending the Zimbabwe People First rally, injuring four of them. Acting party spokesperson Rugare Gumbo says his party condemns all forms of violence perpetrated by any political party. This comes barely a week after some MDCT youths were also attacked by suspected ZANU-PF members in Harare's Mbare and Kuwadzana suburbs. Gumbo tells Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri that police should be commended for the manner they swiftly restored order at the party rally.
It was unfortunate in the sense that we are a peaceful organization. We always preach peace, and we want things to be done in an orderly fashion. We don't expect to have any organization, be it ZANU, MDC, or so, attacking us, because we always believe that the solution to Zimbabwe's problem is not in mounting violence, intimidation, threats, and so on. The solution is to discuss amongst ourselves how best we can acquit ourselves in the light of the terrible situation that we are facing.
When you were still part of ZANU-PF, opposition parties used to accuse ZANU-PF of violence, but you were dismissing those allegations. What are you saying now, after your members were allegedly attacked by the same party that you used to defend?
The situation depends on the kind of reports that you get. Sometimes when you are right up there, you are not given the correct information. Of course, there are cases where we saw MDC people being beaten up, which did augur well, but now that we are out, we can see the mistakes that happened.
That was Rugare Gumbo, interim spokesperson of the opposition Zimbabwe People First Party, speaking there with Studio 7. Harare resident and opposition MDCT member Zomhlaba Mbanje tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri the ZANU-PF government must be held accountable for any political violence, which he fears may be worse than the 2008 violence if left unchecked.
We are looking at a very serious situation ahead of us. Looking at the coming elections in 2018, we seem to have a situation that is more than the 2008-2007 situation. So if somebody whom we are looking at, because it's the government that should stop all this, but it's the government that is actually arming itself with a very destroying weight. So we should all look for a very bloody election in 2018.
How best can this be avoided, Ms. Timbanje?
Like what I said, the government should stop this. And if the government doesn't act fast, of which I don't see it doing it, because it's a sort of a trick that they are trying to make so that the other parties and the people will be very, very, very afraid of them, and then they will, at the end, maybe win the elections, of which I can say the elections will not be for everybody, but for ZANU-PF only.
That was Harare resident and MDCT opposition member Zomhlaba Mbanje speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Meanwhile, opposition Transform Zimbabwe Party claimed today that six of its youth members in Chitungwiza were on Sunday abducted and tortured by suspected ZANU-PF members, police and members of the Zimbabwe National Army. In a statement, the party claimed that the six were forced to write forced statements denouncing their party before they were set free. The incident was reported at Makoni Police Station. Studio 7 failed to reach the police and ZANU-PF chairperson Simon Kayamoyo for a comment on this issue. Heads of Christian denominations who have released a communique titled "The Zimbabwe We Want, Taking the Process Forward," chronicling the deteriorating situation in the country, have set up a committee to meet President Mugabe and opposition leaders to address the deepening political, economic, and social crisis. The hard-hitting communique calls for leadership renewal across the board and for increased political accountability. The church leaders say deficiency in leadership governance and leadership succession issues have resulted in lack of direction, policy inconsistencies, stagnation, and absence of political will to tackle current challenges. The churches that authorized the communique are the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, and Union for Development of Apostolic Churches in Zimbabwe. The last such communique was released by the same churches in 2006. The four church mother bodies vowed that they commit to be more audible, visible, and consistent on national issues. Human rights groups have welcomed the communique, saying politicians can ignore church leaders at their own peril. Father Frederick Chiromba, who is also the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Catholic Bishop Conference, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the churches have been motivated to release the communique by the country's worsening crisis.
In coming to 2016, where we begin to see the deteriorating situation in the country, at the same time the churches realize that the solutions lie already, you know, in what the churches actually said in 2006. And that is why we have sort of speeded up, you know, that process of moving this the Zimbabwe want forward, to just to remind the nation of what we said earlier and what can help.
When you say the situation is deteriorated, what are you referring to here?
The document actually lists the challenges that the nation is facing. This is actually ongoing because at the moment, at least the arms of the document speaks of lack of a shared national vision and values, you know, where you see political parties actually each one vying for its own survival, you know, at the expense of the nation. Secondly, the document also speaks of insufficient implementation and adherence to the 2013 Constitution.
But any plans to meet with the country's political leadership?
Yes, in fact, that's the intention of the churches, actually, to engage the political leadership on these issues and actually persuade them then to act and resolve these challenges.
And when is this likely to happen?
The Executive Committee of the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denominations has been tasked actually to make the necessary appointments. So it's with immediate effect.
And that was Father Frederick Chiromba, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Catholic Bishops Conference, speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. The Bulawayo City Council has assured residents that it will not introduce water rationing despite fears of water shortages due to the drought brought by the El Nino phenomenon. The residents held a meeting with local authority representatives recently in which they expressed worry over perennial water wars. Our correspondent Aurai Shava brings us more.
Concern over the city's water supplies was among the foremost issues raised at a meeting organized by Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, attended by residents and council officials. Some of the residents who attended the meeting said they wanted council to keep them informed about the water supply situation given the drought the country is facing. Pumula South resident Dokas Mpofu told Studio 7 that despite the fact that the country's second biggest city is located in a more arid area than other cities, council is doing a good job in being able to provide clean water regularly. She, however, echoed similar sentiments that council has to keep residents abreast over measures that it is taking to avert any serious water shortage.
We would like to know from the city council what measures they are taking since we haven't received much rains as we had expected this year. We want them to tell us whether we have enough water to sustain us through this year.
Mayor Moyo told Studio 7 that council is not going to resort to closing water supplies to residents as a measure to conserve water. Moyo said the city's dams are currently 44% full, noting that the water could last up to the next rainy season. In previous years, council has under similar circumstances introduced water shedding up to 4 days a week, but Moyo said this had created its own problems, including huge costs incurred in rehabilitating pipes that burst when water supplies are restored.
Prudence says don't repeat the same mistake. So this time we are saying we have 22 months supply of water. Let's supply water without shedding for the entire year. And then we avoid the best that occurred last time.
Moyo said council is embarking on a project to install a pipeline and pumps so that water can be drawn from boreholes in Epping Forest on the outskirts of the city. The project, which the mayor said is a short-term measure to augment the city's water supplies, is expected to be completed before year-end at a cost of about $5 million. $3 million has so far been raised from members of the public through levies.
There are boreholes at Epping Forest, and then we also have the reservoirs at Rochester. All that is required is a pipe connecting those boreholes to Rochester and probably fitting some pumps to pump the water to Rochester. We think this is a short-term solution.
Moyo also said council is rehabilitating some of the boreholes that were no longer working at the Nyamandlovu aquifer in order to help increase supplies. Moyo revealed that individual and other ratepayers owe council a total of $117 million, which is $4 million more than council's 2016 budget of $113 million. The mayor urged ratepayers to honor their obligations, saying doing so would ensure that council successfully delivers the required services. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, a Zimbabwean struggles with a kidney ailment as he can't access required medical treatment. But first, a look at regional and international news. In Ivory Coast, Sunday's deadly attack on beachgoers outside the commercial capital Abidjan was the country's first real brush with terrorism. The attack killed 14 civilians and left 22 wounded. U.S. presidential candidates are looking ahead to Tuesday when five delegate-rich states hold their primary elections, with the rest of the field blaming Republican frontrunner Donald Trump for the violence that has erupted at his rallies. The primaries in Florida, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina are particularly important for Trump's opponents, who want to prevent him from grabbing a potentially insurmountable lead. But Trump denied that his campaign has provoked violence, telling a crowd in Bloomington, Illinois, Sunday that he wants peace and not trouble. An American member of Islamic State has surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq near the town of Sinjar. Sabaz Hama Amin, a Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Iraq, told VOA his forces noticed the suspect while on patrol Monday. And Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets yesterday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Some kidney patients have urged the government to make medication and dialysis treatment more affordable as the disease continues to affect more people. Kidney patient Jabulani Nyati says he has lived with the disease for 27 years, but has of late been failing to access his medication due to the country's deteriorating economy and rising drug costs. Nyati tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye that he has to miss some dosages as his treatment requires him to have at least $1,000 per month, which at times is unable to raise.
With this problem for the past 27 years. I'm now 58.
How did the problem start?
The doctors were saying it was due to hypertension.
How did you discover that you had kidney problems? What were the symptoms?
I was feeling weak most of the time, but lack of appetite. I couldn't eat for days and ends. And at night I could have some stomach pains.
After seeing those symptoms, how long did it take you to go to the doctor?
2 weeks to go to the doctor and be diagnosed, because they carried a few tests before I was admitted to the program.
So what course of action are you on now? What did the doctor advise you to do after you went to see them? Are you taking any medication? What is the situation with you right now?
Yes, I do take medication for hypertension and for calcium, because initially when the diagnosis came to lose calcium, I came to use vital nutrients again. Those are also needed during the process. I also need the erythropoietin and the venosus, because we came to lose so many blood cells. We are always anemic.
You talked about dialysis. Are you now on dialysis, and how many times do you go to get dialysis?
I go for dialysis twice a week for 5 hours per session.
Where is this done? And is it for free or do you have to pay?
You pay because there's no medication in public hospital, so you have to get your own medication.
So how much does that cost you in a month?
Roughly, we're looking at about $150 per session. So per month, multiply that by 8 sessions, you're looking at about $1,000.
And are you working? How are you able to afford the treatment?
No, I'm not working. I get help from friends and relatives. And at times, we are from donors.
And you said, where are you getting this dialysis treatment?
I think Ghana is the computer hospital.
And what about all those medications that you spoke about that you are taking? How much are they costing you? And are you able to access them easily?
Not quite often. That's correct. The times I do get them, the times I don't get them.
I miss my safety in the time because of the non-availability of money to buy the medication. As I said earlier on, we are looking at about 150 plus per session.
So how do you then manage the kidney problem?
It's very difficult. It's very spicy, and I really don't know how I'm managing it. Because there's something that at times I go, at times I miss my session because I won't have the money to go there to the body. Like you need to pass away, I mean, the money for transport again. Like the food, you need to eat high-protein food.
So you said you're also getting assistance from donors. Which donors are these? And also, is government doing anything to help some people suffering from kidney ailments?
Not at all. Not at all. There's no money to run the program here in Zimbabwe.
But what is your wish? What would you like government to do?
I wish the government could give most of these hospitals the medication that we are crying for. Because we tend to lose so many people due to kidney failure.
And that was Jabulani Nyati, a kidney patient, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye from Gwabalanda in Bulawayo.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard. And let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people, including unemployment, health, education, politics, and much, much more.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Tomorrow on The Connection, we are discussing human trafficking as 200 women are reportedly stranded in Kuwait after they were lured to the Middle East for possible employment.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You make your phone call to Charamba, the charity Charamba, the police spokesperson. She gives you a comment.
So, but at the moment, are the police investigating it?
Yes.
So, all in all, how many players...
Sorry for that story. We'll bring you shortly. And in sports news, Zimbabwe Football Association President Philip Chiyangwa says police are expected to arrest some of the former Warriors players and others allegedly involved in a fresh national soccer match-fixing scandal. Chiyangwa says all those people allegedly involved in the scam should be treated as criminals who wanted to destabilize Zimbabwean football. He says they are not yet certain about the number of former local players, some local people, and alleged foreign match fixers that are said to have attempted to throw a CAF match pitting Zimbabwe and Swaziland set for next weekend in Harare. Some of the suspected match fixers include former Warriors player and current Zifa board member Edzai Kasinauyo, who has already dismissed the allegations as untrue. Former Zifa chief executive Henrietta Rushwaya, suspected ringleader Chan Sankran of Singapore, and some Warriors players and several others. Sankran is accused of working with local and South Africans to fix matches in the APSA Premiership as well as those of the Warriors. Rushwaya and Sankaran could not be reachable for comment as their mobile phones were not answered. Chiyangwa tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the net is closing on most of the suspects.
Yeah. Please, can you make your phone call to Charamba, the police spokesperson? She gives you a comment.
So, but at the moment, are the police investigating it?
Yes.
So, all in all, how many players are supposed to be investigated?
Not players, extras, criminals. I don't know the number. It just depends on the witnesses that are talking to the police. I'm sure whichever name appears there, they might know the number now. But I mean, certainly the matter is now in police hands.
When we talk about Zimbabwean soccer, does this not give a bad image about Zimbabwean soccer? And how are you going to get out of it?
You know what? If you commit murder, my friend, you who committed murder as the one who is going to face the news. This is not my business as to, you know, how long it takes. It takes them long. I'm done with it. I caught them. I handed them over to the authorities. That's it.
So now, looking forward, is the Zimbabwe match safe to be played, or you still suspect that there could be some, you know, match fixing?
We are playing next season with Swaziland, and they are coming to us a few days later after that.
So you are confident that the match won't be thrown by anybody?
No. We have taken enough measures now to defray criminals. I'm sure they are running for their dear lives as we speak.
So at the end of the day, how do you prevent this in the long run?
Whenever something like this happens, it happens outside of Zimbabwe, even in Zimbabwe. They do it from outside. The last time the whole Asia gate was some matches played in Asia and so forth and so forth. It was not about local matches.
And now then finally, we are told that Zimbabwe doesn't have a law in which to prosecute these people that are suspected.
It's not correct.
Yeah, so what is it?
It's not correct.
What is the position?
There's a law. That's why I told you to ask the police. They give you full details about that. It's not correct.
Do you have a message for Zimbabweans about the issue?
For them to relax and enjoy football. It's under control.
That was Zifa President Philip Chiyangwa speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Zimbabwe was once involved in another Asian betting scandal commonly known as Asia Gate, in which some Warriors players and technical team members were caught fixing matches in conjunction with an Asian betting syndicate. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association Life President Edimboma Nyatanga says all those allegedly involved in the match-fixing scandal should be arrested and prosecuted. Let's hear more from reporter Michael Kariati.
Nyatanga tells Studio 7 that the Zimbabwe Football Association erred in pardoning those who were in the first place involved in the so-called Asia Gate scandal that netted Warriors players and members of the technical team. Former Zifa Chief Executive Officer Henrietta Rushwaya, who was banned for life by the previous Cadbury Duvalet board, has been fingered as the masterminder of the current match-fixing scandal. She was not available for comment. Nyatanga says by trying to reverse what the Cadbury Duvalet Zifa executive did, the Philip Chiyangwa piloted Zifa board worsened the situation and are also to blame for the match-fixing mess that has become the talk of the international sporting family. That aside, Zimbabwe are in danger of having no team in Pan-African football as competition progresses. This follows Harare City's 2-1 defeat at the hands of Zanaco of Zambia in the first leg of the first round of the CAF Confederation Cup at Rufaro Stadium on Saturday. African football history dictates that teams which lose at home rarely progress to the next round of any competition, and Harare City are in danger of bowing out of the competition following the shock home defeat. The Harare club was trailing 2-0 before Ronald Chituyo came up with a goal, and coach Taurai Mangwiro admits that his team did not play well.
It was a game in which we didn't do as well as we expected.
Mangwiro, however, is still hopeful and optimistic that the Sunshine City boys would win the return leg in Zambia. The Zimbabweans need to score at least 2 goals without reply to guarantee themselves of qualification to the next round.
Thanks, Michael. That brings us to the end of the show. But before we go, a quick recap of today's top stories. Zimbabwe People First Party, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, condemns political violence following attack by suspected ZANU-PF activists. That's it for tonight. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo omhla ka 14 Mbimbitho 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingalitshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Abantu beZanu-PF babebazotha abantu bethu, kodwa hayi amapolisa angenela bayenza ukuthi abantu beZanu-PF babuyele bengabhebhekanga abantu.
Ekuqhubekeni kodlakela lwezombusazwe, abasekeli beZimbabwe People First babikwa betshaywe kakubi emzini weGlenview ngomgqibelo ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabeZanu-PF.
I-Council yedolobho lakobulawayo ayikenzi isinqumo sokugavuna amanzi kubahlali bakobulawayo ngoba isikhathi sezulu asikapheli. Ngakho sikhuthaza obulawayo omuhle ukuthi aphathe kahle amanzi bawasebenzise ngonanzelelo. Amanzi esilawo emadamu aku-40.50%.
I-Council yedolobho lakobulawayo sibike ukuba amanzi asemadamu okwamanje ayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lengxenye ekhulwini i-45%, njalo ayikabi lesinqumo sokwabela izakhamizi amanzi. Usesazakala umgulukudu onguye okhokhela isiga sokuthengiswa kwemidlalo yenguqu ngabadlali beqembu lesizwe eleZimbabwe Warriors. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ekuqhubekeni kodlakela lwezombusazwe, abasekeli bebandla leZimbabwe People First babikwa betshayiwe emhlanganweni kade belawo eGlenview edolobheni leHarare ngomgqibelo ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Kubikwa kuze imota eziyisithupha emhlanganweni lo kade zigcwele ontanga baqala ukujikijela amatshe balimaza abantu abambalwa. Inhlanganiso yentatheli zindaba AAP ithi kule mota ebithwele abantu laba abacatshangela ukuthi ngabeZANU-PF ethethwe ngamapholisa kwabotshwa abanye kade bephakathi kwayo. Udlakela lolu lubikwa luthethe imizuzu emlutshwana kuphela ngoba amapholisa ephange angenela alumisa. Kuthi eChitungwiza ibandla leTransform Zimbabwe lithi kulabantu elibaqambe ngamagama abebandla leZANU-PF bemanyene lamapholisa amabili lesotsha elilodwa, abathumbe abasakhulayo bebandla leli abayisithupha bahlukuluzwa ilanga lonke langesonto baze bakhululwa ebusuku. Imizamo yokukhuluma lamapholisa yehlule, kodwa isisikhulume lesikhulumeli sebandla lePeople First uMnumzana Rugare Gumbo othi bayalusola kakhulu udlakela lwezombusazwe.
Abantu beZANU-PF babebazotha abantu bethu, kodwa hayi amapholisa angenela bayenza ukuthi abantu beZANU-PF babuyele bengabhebhekanga abantu. Kodwa into yenza ukuthi singathabi kakhulu ukuthi amanye ama-organization lokho ebona ukuthi bangatholi i-political objectives yabo ngokuthaya abanye abantu. Ayisiyo nto esiyifunayo thina. Thina sifuna ukuyenza izinto kungela violence, kuthulwe. So ngasithabanga kakhulu le nto eyayenzakalayo.
Ungasitshela manje ukuthi bakhona yini abalimeleyo?
Ye, kuthiwa kulabantu abalimeleyo, kulabantu abayesibhedlela. Angikatholi abasiphathisi angikholwa.
Manje lina njengebandla lithini, njengoba siyabona ukubana lani lalikuZANU-PF kodwa kusenzakala lokhu abantu bekhuluma ukuthi iZANU-PF ilodlakela, lingathini nje kathesi selikubona lina liphani?
Hayi, into ehluphayo lenxa yokuthi sikuZANU ezizinto sasengaziboni kodwa eziye sathi zibona. Okukhona ukuthi khona into embi, asoze sizame ukufihla ukuthi hayi kwaku-right and so on. Hayi, amamisteki ayenzakala sometimes abantu baya bengabonanga kuhle,
kodwa umgqubela wona lo yena sabona sibili ukuthi hayi izo sometimes izizalo azilunganga. So esingakuyenza kuphela inkoliso ukuthi asibonanga izinto lezi bathi earlier or siwuzalo kodwa sifuna ukuthi into lezinje ziphele.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Rugare Gumbo isikhulumeli sebandla le People First obekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare. Ube inkwali ephandela abantu abayo besidla besutha kodwa lokho kuguquke ngendlela embi mhla ka 15 ngompalakazi omnyaka odluleyo lapha umuntu umnumzana Thamani Ncube achayiwe khona ngemota ehamba ngomdududu wephuka inyawo zombili lesandla. Kusukela lapho uNcube yena owake waba ngukansila wakwamadlambuzi ePlumtree kasenelisi ukukhusela imuli yakhe ngoba esengumuntu ohlezi nje phansi. Lanxa amathambo enyawo ebesehlangana ngemva kokuhlinzwa esibhedlela uthe esiyahlolwa kunsukwana ezedluleyo kwatholakala ukuba amathambo la kahlangananga kuhle ngakho sokumele ahlinzwe njalo abanjiswe kakutsha. Konke lokhu kudinga imali uNcube athi kalayo. Ngakho ke usedinga uncedo emphakathini asizweni kungxoxo ayenze lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngalimala ngomhla ka 15 December 2015 ahamba esibhedlela lapho ke engafika kwangani kuba lokuphuza ukuthi ngiyelatshwe ngoba kudingakala izimali lapha lalaphana kodwa ngagcina ngithola izimali lapha lalaphana bangifaka ke iplaster bathe sebengifaka iplaster ngoba ngalimela inyawo zonke ngephuka inyawo zonke ezingiphu lesandla. Bathe nxa sebengifaka iplaster ke kwahlalahlala bathi ngibe ngilokho ngibuya kuma reviews. So ekuhambeni kwami kuma reviews i-review yokugcina engiyenzileyo kulapho kugcine kunanzelelwa khona ukuthi khona ekuhlanganiseni amathambo bahlanganisa amathambo kodwa kaqondananga so kuba lobunzima bokuthi ngihambe ngaleso sizathu.
So kumele baqalise kutsha.
Yes, kumele ukuthi khona baqalise kutsha. Udubo solukhona ukuthi khona nje wanamathambo la esehlangene so kumele asikwe akhitshwe ukuhlangana lokho aseyikho khona baqondise futhi. So lokho sokufuna ke ukuthi khona kwenziwe i-operation.
Ukhala ngendleko iyali operation Ncube bafuna malini?
Kahle esibhedlela sikahulumende bangangenza nje nxa ngingazidingela ezami izinto zokusebenzisa ngizithengele amabhanditi ngizithengele yonke into efunakalayo lokho kungaba kule ndleko maybe ephansi kodwa ke nxa sengisiya kubodokotela zona ingcithi zakhona bafuna imali engasuka ku-$4,000 isiya ku-$8,000.
Uzulu ongathanda ukuphathisa ngakuthola njani?
Uzulu ongathanda umphathisa angangithola kunamba yami nale engiyisebenzisayo u-0779-232-669 yikho lapho angangithola khona kumbe angangithola via i-email yami, email address yami thamaninqube@yahoo.com.
Yena umuntu wakutshayisayo Ncube sowahamba yini emthethwandaba solwathethwa udaba lwakhe?
Nkomo ngisemnyameni ukusebenza kwamapholisa angisakuqondi kahle ngoba kusukusela mhla ka 15 December kuze kuze kufika namuhla amapholisa angiwabone kanye kuphela besithi bazothatha i-statement kodwa okwenzakala ngemva kwakhona lokho angizange ngibone lutho ngokunjalo nami wena lo umangishayisa ngiloko ngimbone ezihambahambela kakazangiphathise ngalutho selokho wangishayisayo indleko lezikhangelane lami uyakuhambahambela lawo amapholisa azithulele angisakwazi loba udaba lwami luzangena emthethwandaba kumbe alusoze libe lisangena emthethwandabani lokho ngiseminyameni.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Thamani Ncube owake waba ngukansila weMadlambuthi sixoxela khona le kwaMadlambuthi ePlumtree.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930 12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Ikhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo ithi amanzi asemadamu kwamanje ayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane alengxenye ekhulwini i-45% njalo ayikaphumile sinqumo sokwabela izakhamuzi amanzi okusebenzisa ngoba isalinde ukuphela kwesikhathi sezulu. Okuninga sikuzweni kuntathele izindaba yethu uNompumelelo Moyo esiphalolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Isikhulumi sekhansili yakoBulawayo unkosikazi Bongiwe Ngwenya ubike ukuba izulu liyagelezela emadamu akoBulawayo noma nje emalutshwana njalo bacela uBulawayo omuhle ukuba alondoloze amanzi. Uchaze ukuba ikhansili iphakathi wokuhlafuna udaba lokusilela kwamanzi noma nje belamasu ambalwa okuwalondoloza lokuthi abantu bengawasweli edolobheni.
Ikhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo ayikenzi isinqumo sokugavana amanzi kubahlali bakoBulawayo ngoba isikhathi sezulu asikapheli. Ngakho sikhuthaza uBulawayo omuhle ukuthi aphathe kahle amanzi bawasebenzise ngonanzelelo. Amanzi esilawo emadamu aku-40.50% kuthi angenileyo kumaviki adlulileyo ayi-8 million cubic meters. Awakho maningi amanzi lawo asengenile. Sisesele themba ukuthi nxa ezulu lokhulisina kungangena amanzi athe xaxa.
Okhokhela uhlangothi lwezokulima olwe Agricultural Rural Extension Services esigabeni seMathebeleland North, uMnumzana Dumisani Nyoni, yena ubike ukuba izulu liyana endaweni ezehlukeneyo njalo izifula sezigeleza lamadamu asethola amanzi okuzanceda abalima ngokuthelezela.
Kube sokusiba khona njalo ukuthi ukuna kwezulu leli nxa lingena phansi lisincedisa ukuthi nje kuyaphakama amanzi lawa atholakala ngaphansi emhlabathini esikuthi water table ngesilungu. Kuphathisa yonke into ephila egangeni, izihlahla, utshani, osokwenze ukuthi kwezinye indawo ngezulu lona leli liqalise kuviki ezimbili ezidluleyo. Khona kuqalisa kwezinye indawo ukuhlumutshana kokuqala lokho esaqalisa ukuna kwezulu. Sibe sesinanzelela njalo sithola lembiko yokuthi endaweni ezinjengabo Bhinga khona lisiko lapho elingikhona liseula okuqinileyo kokuqala abalimi bayahlanyela amabele lenyawuthi asazi kumbe kuzavuthwa.
Usomabhizimisi wakoBulawayo uMnumzana Brian Hlongwane yena uthi ukuna kwezulu kulakho ukuvuselela amabhizimisi akoBulawayo ethi ngoba amabhizimisi amanenye akade eselomcabango wokusuka koBulawayo esiya kwezinye indawo awasela sizathu sokusuka.
Kuyasinceda thina osomabhizimisi ngoba lathi kuyasinika iphawu ukuthi singavali ibhizinisi zethu. Kulalawa abanye abahlala besithi bona sebethutha nxa kuthi akulamanzi koBulawayo, asisaboni isizathu sokuthi bangasinika sokuthi bazathutha ngoba amanzi asekhona.
Umlimi odumileyo koBulawayo olima izithelo lembhida, uMnumzana Job Jika Ndebele, yena uchaze ukuthi uyathokoza ngokuna kwezulu ngoba usezahlala amalanga amanenye engathelezeli izivande zakhe kuthi lamanzi akhe omgodi asezaqansa.
Lapha koBulawayo ngilima imbhida nje efana leyabanye, ngilima ichomolia lehanyanisi, kodwa i-specialization yami kakhulu ispinach. Ukuna kwezulu leli kuza kunceda ngokuthi phansi lapha kuzahlala kumanzi kuzoze ngihluphe ngokuthelela.
IZimbabwe ibhekane lokuchisa okubangelwa yikuguquka komumo womkhathi lonyaka okungezwe laliyezi le-El Nino okubangele ukuba izilimo zithe, kodwa kumalanga ambalwa adluleyo izulu seliqalile ukuna indawo ezimbalwa osukulethe ithemba ebantwini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikoBulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje lanxa izulu selilamaviki amabili lisina endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe, ingcwethi kwezokulima zithi umumo wendlala usoze ube nganeno ngoba abantu abaningi bebevele bengalimanga. Kodwa ingcwethi lezi zithi izulu leli lizanceda izifuyo ngoba amanzi okunatha ebesesilela kakubi emadamu kanti lamadlelo abengasekho. enye yengcwethi lezi umnumzana Amandla Nkomo uxoxe lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Izulu siyalidabulela ukuthi selizile kodwa eqinisweni ntungameli asoze nisize kangako ikakhulu emabeleni lasemunjini ngoba selingani seliphuzile. Kodwa thina isikujabulelayo ukuthi amanzi ezifuyo notshani bezifuyo sokuzoba khona at least lakho abantu abazaphethela khona.
Kwabalimileyo Nkomo, iziphi izilimo abalakho ukuzivuna lo nyaka?
Into engayisho, into ezifanana namabele nabonyawuthi, ayizi izinto bezingani bezingakalimali kakhulu ngendaba yokushisa lokho bekukhona. Kodwa uma ngithi ngiyabuka mina angiboni ukuthi singaphinda sibe lo mumbu lento ezifana nalezo ngoba zona zidinga amanzi ikakhulu masanda kumila nangalesi sikhathi la umumbu usukhahlela khona udinga amanzi amaningi and yikho lapho kade kome khona kakhulu. So eqinisweni indlala lelizulu elikhona manje soze liyiqede. Thina sesikhangele lokuthi at least lizasiza ezifuyweni emanzini nasetshanini bezifuyo.
Ngezinye indlela uthi inani labantu abalambayo abadinga uncedo lizaqhubeka liyizigidi ezintathu i-3 million kalisoze liguquke.
Alisoze litshintshe ngisho nakancane ntungameli ngoba nxa sesiyakhangela isikhathi esesikiso sesikumatshi umatshi layo sesiyaphela ungaze uhlanyele kathesi into yakhona ayisoze ivuse ngoba sesiya isikhathi somqalo. So yikho ngithi mina leli nani okuthiwa lizashota ukudla alisoze litshintshe okuzo into ezabangcono nje kuphela ukuthi at least abantu amanzi okunatha azoba khona lezifuyo zizaba le something.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Amandla Nkomo ingcwethi kwezokulima obexoxa esicingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. KuStudio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ubudlwangu dlwangu lodlakela bezombusazwe lapho abezana uPF abahlala besethezwa umlando wokutshaya lokuhlukumeza abamabandla aphikisayo. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Okay, sikhangele indaba ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Iziphathamandla zakule Ivory Coast zibika ukuthi kulabantu abedlula amachumi amabili ababulewe ekuhlaselweni okwenziwe indawo yokuzilibazisa esemkhandweni wolwandle ngabalwa becatsha besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo. Uhlangothi olubona ngezabantwana enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba olwe-UNICEF luthi kulabantwana bakwele Syria abedlula izigidi ezithoba minwe mbili asebephazanyiswe impilo yabo yikungahlaliseki okuselizweni labo, abanye bezalelwa enkambeni zeziphepheli, abanye njalo abazali besendleni bebalekela udlakela. UZulu weZimbabwe ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi amise ukuthathelwa kwezigulane ezilezikwelede impahla ngoba lokhu kutsho ukuthi ukwelatshwa lokuthola impila kahle sokuza kuba lilungelo labalemali kuphela njengoba nje lo hulumende engenelisi ukuphathisa bonke abaswelayo abadinga ukwelatshwa. Okunengasikuzweni kunothando Sibanda esipha lolu daba.
Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights litshele ikomiti yedalela eParliamente ekhangela amalungelo oluntu kumaviki asanda kudlula ukuthi abantu baqhubeka bevalelwa ezibhedlela kumbe bethathelwa impahla ngenxa yokwehluleka ukuhlawula indleko zokwelatshwa. Lokhu kulandela imbiko ethi izibhedlela siqhubeka sidinga amankampani okulandelela izikwelede athathe impahla zabantu balezikwelede ukuze zithengiswe kutholakale imali. Unkosikazi Regina Khuphe oyisakhamuzi uthi welatshwa ekupheleni komnyaka nyakenye kodwa kasahlawulanga ngoba engela mali. Waba lesikwelede esingaphezu kwamakhulu amabili i-$228 kodwa uthi laba abayizikwelede bathi sokumela hlawule imali ephezulu kwamakhulu amathathu amadola i-$342 angayanelisiyo.
Ngangena esibhedlela last year ngihluleka ukubhadala. Khathi sokuthiwa ngizathathelwa impahla, angazi ukuthi ngenzeni, nangu angisebenza ngilala medical aid.
Umnumzana Zibusiso Dube olwela amalungelo oluntu uthi impila kahle lilungelo likaZulu elivikelwa isisekelo sombuso welizwe, okusho ukuthi kumele kudingwe ezinye indlela zokuphathisa izibhedlela. Ethi iningi labathathelwa impahla ngabangela lutho, okugoqela abafelokazi asebegugile kanye lemizi engelabazali, okufana nje lokugadla intwalange uyisa.
Uma umuntu engathola ibhile ahambe emahofisini akathele lokhu ukuthi akwenze vele engakatholi incwadi yesamanisi, njalo impahla zingaka-attachwa, ngoba nxa sezi-attachiwe impahla sezihanjiswa ku-auction kunzima ukuthi kumiswe.
Umnumzana Thobani Ncube okwezombusazwe uthi izibhedlela lezi zicabanga ukuthi abantu bekela ngabomo nje ukubhadala, bakhohlwe ukuthi kubangelwa yokuswela. Njalo lona elomkhuhlane alitsheli ngoba vele okukhulu akulamkhosi.
It's not like abantu abafuni ukubhadala, but looking at i-economy yethu esikiyo now, my industry valiwe, abantu abalamali.
Unkosikazi Patricia Chuma uthi uhulumende kugatsha lwe-social welfare uyazama, kodwa ukhulelwa yilabo abadinga usizo abaningi kakhulu. Uthi batholele udade wabo ogula empilo usizo kulolu gatsha oluthatha yonke inhlawulo yokuhlala esibhedlela, bona basalelwe nje ukudinga imithi engekhoyo esibhedlela.
Wena khonapho umuntu oyabe umthethele esibhedlela uyabe engalanjwa la senti, so sazama ukudinga usizo ku-welfare. I-welfare layo yakhanya isithi yona kayithengi imithi, iyabhadala esibhedlela kuphela. So kuba lobunzima kakhulu ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi umuntu uyayishela imali aza abuyele ekhaya sibililiyeni beka asifele ngoba kuyabe kungalaphulani.
Okwezempilakahle udokotela wethu Ndebele kuthi izibhedlela zidinga imali yokuthi zisebenze, njalo aziphonge ukuthumela abadinga izikwelede zingaqalanga zazama ukukhulumisana lalowo olesikwelede. Uhlupho uthi iningi labantu liyabaleka, kukanti kungcono ukuthi olesikwelede abuye esibhedlela akhulumisane labo, baphathisane ukuthi angabhadala njani kancane kancane.
Nxa kulokuhlupho ngokusibhadala isikwelede sakho, buya sikhulumisane sikunike esingathi ngesikhiwa ngama-terms ukuthi ungabhadala kancane kancane njani. Konke lokho siyakuvumela. Njalo asisizaneni, silapha ukuthi sisizane, silapha ukuthi silelaphe. Uma kulabantu abacela izimali ezingela ama-receipt, phangisa uye emahofisini abakhulu uripote, ngoba sala ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi kulabantu abangabe bethatha imali kungazakali esibhedlela beyithatha beyifaka ezikhwameni zabo.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi izibhedlela zikahulumende kuleli azila mali yokuqhuba umsebenzi ngoba imali ingaphumi kuhle esikhwameni sikahulumende. Lokhu sokuthiye iningi lazo zingenelisi ukuthenga imithi, ukudla lokunye okunenginengi okudingakala nsuku zonke osokusiba ngumthwalo kaZulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguNothando Spanda.
Okwezemidlalo lamhlanje, usesazakala umgulukudu onguye ukhokhela isiga sokufumbathisa abadlali beqembu lenguqu lesizwe eleZimbabwe Warriors ukuze impumela iye nganxele. Okunengasikuzweni kuntatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje siphala ludaba ndawonyele ezinye.
Isizalwane selizwe leSingapore uChan Sankaran uyocatshangelwa ukuba umkhokheli wamaqili abezama ukuba nesandla ekutheni imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors izaphela iminjani. Iphephandaba leHerald libika ukuba uSankaran ubevalelwe ejele elizweni laseNgilandi okweminyaka emihlanu ngemva kokutholakala ele cala lokuthenga abadlali ukuba bedlale ngendlela ezakwenza imidlalo ibe lempumelo ayifunwa nguye labanye bakhe abaphatheke emsebenzini wokubheja. USankaran ucatshangelwa ukuba ekuphumeni kwakhe ejele ekupheleni kwanyakenye ulubhekise elizweni leSouth Africa, lapho aqale khona ukugila imikhuba yakhe yokuthenga abadlali abagoqela abayizizalwane zelizwe leZimbabwe. Omunye ocatshangelwa ukuba ubesebenzisana loSankaran uHenrietta Rushwaya, yena ovele wake wasolwa ukuba wayehamba phambili ngesikhathi lapho umdlalo wenguqu kweleZimbabwe ophenduke inhlekisa, kungoba iqembu lesizwe liphatheka kwimidlalo evele ihlelwe ukuba iphele ile mpumela ethile kuzwekazi lase-Asia. abanye labo abaphathekayo kulolu daba ngabagoqela uEtsaikas nawo yena obelilunga lezifa board umqeqeqeji uIan Korowa kanye lonozinti uGeorge Chikova. Urushwaye na utshele intatheli ngempela viki edlileyo ukuba yebo uyavuma ukuba uke wathintana lalabo abaphatheke kwimisebenzi yokuthengiswa kwemidlalo, kodwa uthi ubekwenza kuyindlela yokubuthelela ubufakazi ukuze iphathise ekuqedweni kobuqili lobu ebubholeni. Umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uNkululeko Ndlovu uthi urushwaye uzama ukucatsha ngomunwe ngoba esebanjiwe.
If you are hearing about one player confirming which gonna sure you are approach and then finish it. Because we are gonna let me look if it's a Gabushi series. Because if it is true that then we as a nation are not going anywhere.
Kolunye utaba lomelana lomdlalo wenguqu umdlalo wenkezi yePop 92 Zifa Super Cup obekumele ube khona phakathi kweqembu leHighlanders leDynamos ngesonto edluleyo awusabanga khona ngemva kokuba iqembu leDynamos lichile iK lathi alingeke lidlale lingaphiwanga imali yalo okwakumele liyiphiwe nyakenye ngemva kokuphakamisa linkezo. Inkokheli yeqembu leDynamos itshele abaqoqi balomdlalo ukuba ifuna inkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu phambilini kokuba leli qembu liphakame lilubhekise kobulawayo. Lo mdlalo ugcine udluliselwa phambili loba nje abenkampani kamabonakude abeSuperSport bese befikile kobulawayo ukuzosakaza lo mdlalo. Inhlanganiso yezifa ikhuphe umbiko othi yiyo esizaqoqa lomncintiswano oyingxenye yenhlelo zokuthakazelela ukufikisa kukamongameli Robert Gabriel Mugabe iminyaka engamashumi ayithobamunemunye lambili eyokuzalwa. Ngimele Studio 7 kobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ekuvuneni lingabakhohlwa abahlakulayo ukulima kuphela. Ekuphakuleni lingabakhohlwa abagezi izitsha lingadli amasilincisa abelusayo funa baziyeke zilale egangeni. Lingabakhohlwa abanqeku zamakhanda likhuluma funa banikine ngokuzayo. Lingabakhohlwa abantu funa balikhohlwe lani. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abakhohlwa. Lingakhohlwa lokuthi ngithe lingakhohlwa. Lingakhohlwa. Ofihla iqiniso yafana loqamba amanga othula ebona abathakathi yaloya ohleka labahlebayo sehlebile ohlonipha isixhwalo uxhwalile umlilo wamasela kawothiwa lingaxotha amasela ukuze kutshontshe lina lingaxotha abacindezeli ukuze kuncindezele lina lingaxotha ababandlululayo qedeli bandlululelani ohleka isigwenqa somunye kaqala akhangele ezakhe enyawo lingabakhohlwa abantu funa balikhohlwe lani lingakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abakhohlwa lingakhohlwa nokuthi ngithe lingakhohlwa lingakhohlwa. Ungagiyunyathela abanye ngembatata zokwebolekwa funa ukhunjuzwe ukuthi ngezigabani. Ungandizeli kude labaliboleka impiko funa basithathe abanini zowukhoxeke. Ohleli phezu kwesihlalo sabanikazi kangabaklolodela abahleli phansi funa bafike basithathe abanini sowaphoxeke. Othunyiweyo kamkhulu kulabamthumileyo oqhathiweyo kamkhulu kulabamqhathileyo noqhathiwe ngabantu kamkhulu kulabo lingabakhohlwa abantu funa balikhohlwe lani lingakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abakhohlwa.
Yaze yagiya imbongi kwaze kwamnandi. Ngubongani incubeke lo sigqibela uhlelo lothu lwalamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ebezikhokhela. Ekuqhubekeni kodlakela lwezombusazwe, abasekeli beZimbabwe People First babikwa betshaywe kakubi emzini weGlenview ngomgqibelo ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabe ZANU-PF. Idolobho lakobulawayo lithi amanzi asemadamu okwamanje ayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lengxenye ekhulwini i-45% kuphela. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lothu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama nguChris Gande, silichiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilalo.